Hi, this
Love
is Triumph.
Talk Radio.
Okay. Hi, I'm Anita, and this is Triumble, and I am so sorry for starting my show 15 minutes late. I didn't mean for that to happen. I actually typed in my code wrong, so you can imagine how embarrassing and stressful that was. But I know that is not why you guys listen, and I appreciate you listening. Today's episode will be about the word nice. And there's a reason why I chose to do an episode about the word nice. Because it's sort of an insult. But before I go into that, I do have an announcement. If anybody is in the Houston area, one of my coworkers, she is having a benefit barbecue for her uncle who is fighting brain cancer. It's been a long battle, and he's not ready to give up. They're selling barbecue plates for $10, and there will be music, drinks, and dessert. And if you'd like to hang out a bit, if you'd like more information, the hyperlink is teamcory.wu, so it's the letter W, then the letter U, FOO.com. So, yeah, I don't know how many of you guys do a a WUFOO, but yeah, that's the link, and I hope you guys can help her out. She's a really great person, and it's for a good cause. So yeah, it's on May 30th in Houston from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and like I said, barbecue plate, because, you know, it's Texas, so eating barbecue is not that hard, unusual in Texas. But, yeah. So, anyway, the history of the word nice is a very interesting history because originally it was an insult. And I know people are like, oh, my gosh, but it's such a – it's a compliment. No, it wasn't. According to Word Central, in the Middle Ages, it meant foolish or stupid, which is better than what the Latin thought of it. And it's based off of a Latin word, nescius, N-E-S-C-I-U-S, which means ignorant. So, yeah. And if you look at the word now, it really hasn't changed the meaning. And I'm pretty sure there are people who totally disagree with me for saying it. Oh, it's such a kind word. It's a compliment. No. Pleasing and agreeable. Sometimes when you're pleasing and agreeable, you're being stupid. You're being passive. And it's an insult to say that you're this docile person. And I'm not saying, you know, sometimes you shouldn't be docile because it's like pick your battle. But I am saying you should not be just a sheep, a thoughtless, ignorant sheep. That's basically what some people call you when they call you nice. Like, you're an ignorant, docile, and I guess it's easier just to say word nice. Or, yeah, it's just stupid. And I can't believe, I don't know how the word changed definition, but it did. And now it means pleasant and agreeable. Look at how many times you've called somebody nice that you're just like, I can't think of anything else, and I don't know whether to call you mediocre. Sometimes you say it, and it's like, I can't think of, I really can't. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, he's so nice. Now he's passive. That's more of an insult. But that's what you meant when you called the person nice, so, you know, don't even lie about it. You couldn't think of a synonym. You didn't want it. It's sort of like when somebody calls you darling and you annoy them to death. Yeah, that's what you did by calling them nice. Maybe you should just, like, use a better synonym, a non-negative synonym. That's it. Like, maybe kind. Oh, she's a kind person. You might have moments when it's like, oh, my God, you're like that Meredith Brooks song on steroids. But you do show kindness. So, yeah, that's just my views, and, you know, I know some of my listeners might not agree, but also really look back. I can think of so many times I've and called nice, and the tone was like, yeah, I was really passive for doing that. And it comes with age. Like, I'm 32. I've sort of gone to hate the word nice. Like, and that's probably the reason I decided to do this episode, because I just hated the word. And I don't hate people who are kind. I think I'm a kind person. I think my friends are kind. I think people are capable of kindness and goodness, but to call somebody an ignorant, docile sheep, that's an insult. I shouldn't allow people to call you that. That's like, oh my gosh, that's what this word is based off. Now it means like kind and whatever. And also, cliff notes, I went to OxfordDictionaries.com to look up the Latin. So if you ever want to like find the Latin definition of a word, yeah, use that website or use wordmeaning.com. You know, there are a lot of websites to find the meaning of words. But anyway, to find that out, I'm like, I wonder if I would sting a little when people call me nice. Or when you call something nice, like, I can't think of anything better. Especially with an inanimate object, it's like, okay, I can't call it but ugly. I can't call it beautiful. Put a word in between. I'll call it nice. It's there. Oh, look at this nice sign with the big fat, and I'm looking at a sign. Now, all right, no truck sign. Oh, look at the nice sign, square sign with the circle and the line over. Yeah, it's amazing how bad you can feel when somebody used that to describe you, but just don't use it. It sort of becomes another N-word, and we all know what that N-word means, and we all know the connotation of that other N-word, and I'm not even going to go into the debate of whether or not to use the other N-word, the bad N-word. The N-word that involved lynching. No. This one, maybe there were some nice people who stood by when that happened. I mean, they were docile. You know, you have a picnic. You're putting somebody up on a tree. Oh, the weather's nice. The people are nice. They brought potato salad. Really? Yeah. So, this is Rambles, and that's basically what I'm doing about this. I appreciate you guys like listening to me talk, and I've still got 8 more minutes. So it's really not a, I don't even understand why the word went from an insult. Did they run out of words? I mean, I wasn't alive when the word changed, but I really don't think it should be used. Maybe it's just oversaturated now to the point where it went back to its original word. I mean, let's do that. They fade, you know. It's hot. You know, it used to mean, okay, this is scorching ungodly heat. And then it became a compliment, and eventually it's going to be like Minnesota again in 100 years. Who knows? But please don't call other people nice. You're smart. I'm going to assume all my listeners are smart. Come up with a better word. This person's funny. This person's kind. This person's a great worker. But, girl, I mean, how would you feel if I called you? How would you, really, as a listener, if somebody, if you found out that the word you thought was a compliment meant that, how will it change? Did the tone? I'm pretty sure that's the tone the person used to say that word didn't change. It, yes, and tone tells a lot. And somebody says something, oh, that's beautiful. That tone just told me that thing is like the most egregious. Yeah, I'm quoting my 10th grade English teacher. That is the most egregious thing I've ever seen, and you just called it beautiful. So you just just realizing I felt it, the word beautiful, by calling something ugly beautiful with a sarcastic tone. So maybe people insulted the word nice and they made it good and from a bad thing. Who knows? I took an English class. I really did not study English. So that's pretty much it. And I seriously and sincerely apologize to my listeners for being late on my show. It was completely and totally my fault. I typed in my code wrong and kicked myself out of my own show. I should have done this last year when I was, you know, starting out. But I'm going to try to be early. I'm hosting my show. Did not work out like that. And I guess that's the whole rule. If you want to make God laugh, make plans. Another topic, another day. And, yeah, I appreciate you guys listening to my show because there are other things to listen to. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're going so negative to say that. And I'm like, no, it's true. I mean, you can listen to a dishwasher. You can listen to a washing machine. So the fact that you guys are giving me your non-renewable resource, which is your time, it really means a lot. And I know my friend, it would mean a lot to her if you guys were able to make the cookout or at least donate, because it is a really good cause. Somebody has cancer, and, you know, it sucks. And if you'd like to go meet her and, you know, get good barbecue, the link, Corey, W, the letter W, then U, then FOO.com. Also, her name is Christy, and you might be able to find it, the link for the Team Corey, on Facebook. Yay, we tried to Facebook. It's not just for drunk preachers declaring their love for mistresses. They can actually do good. Who knew? That's amazing. Sorry about my tangent, and I hope you guys enjoyed my show, and still like 690 seconds, I guess. So I do have an episode coming up in a few weeks, and I promise it will be better. The next episode will actually be about the difference between a job and a career, because if you've ever worked any kind of anything you've gotten paid for and you've hated it, you know there's a difference. Because a job will be like, okay, I'm getting paid. And then it may or may not pay the bills. And a career is something you can either A, fall into, or B, grow and develop it. Just got my 90-second warning. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, the word nice. Not, oh, and it was word central that I got the middle ages definition. Okay? And, yeah, I feel nice in the middle ages sense. So, the links I used, if you'd like to, again, look up any words, it is middle ages, okay, wordcentral.com and oxforddictionaries.com. Great websites, again. And the link for Christy and Christy's uncle is teamcorey.w. I always want to say FU, which, no, that's not good. So it is Team Corey, Corey with a C, not a K, W as in wood, U as in umbrella, FOO.com. So, yeah, you can look it up. Or go to the cookout again, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on May 30th in Houston. And I appreciate you listening. Not my best episode, but not my worst either. Got 10 seconds. Hope to hear you guys. And or you guys allow me to host my show in two more weeks. Thank you and goodbye.